Okay, so this is our last class, guys. This is the emotional tune-up class. Today is July 8th, and I can't believe 6 weeks has just flown by just like that with, like, it feels like, you know, it just kind of rolled through, and here we are. So it's exciting because the energy the whole time we were going through this class was really high. Hopefully you guys felt that too, but like each of you, I hope you're feeling that you're in a different place from where you first started with this class, because even if you can't see it or you don't feel it, I see it because I read energy. So I notice each week that you guys have been participating, I notice each week that energetically you're having a shift. So I can see that in you. Okay, so even if you haven't felt it, just know that you have been shifting. And what's really cool about that is sometimes for ourselves, we don't feel it right away. So we might not notice the difference because it's the subtlety. And you have to remember, what we're really working on is the subtle energy body, right? It's not the physical body. We're working in the etheric field and the extension of that, all the different fields. So, you know, you might not feel it right away, but you'll feel it, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks from now, all of a sudden it'll kick in. And so this is where I want to talk about some of these energy upgrades. And I know some of you have messaged me privately to talk about the meditation, last meditation I did. I have another one that I'm going to be sending out to you guys. And each one's going to be slightly different, tuning you into something slightly different. And so the last meditation was to help align you and help expand your energy field. So that's important because what's happening now, and I know some of you are feeling this, is we are becoming multidimensional beings, or you could say interdimensional beings or extra dimensional beings. I'm hearing it put many, many different ways. I use multidimensional, but other people use other things, and there is no wrong way to say it, basically. But what that means is that we're not just in, you know, playing in one dimension, we're playing in multi dimensions. And so Earth has now anchored in 12D. Okay, what does that mean for us? That means as we're doing our work, we have the opportunity to anchor into those higher dimensions. So we can essentially be in 4D, 5D now, wake up tomorrow morning, and through our dream state, amplify our field, amplify our vibration, fine-tune our frequency, and be in 7D, wake up and see two suns in the morning in the sky. So, you know, this is really now, right here, right now, where we have to start paying attention to what is taking place in our reality and really keep calling ourselves back to being as present as we possibly can. So one of the things that occurs when we start to do this is we start to notice subtle differences in our day-to-day reality, okay? So one of those differences would be, let's say you have a routine that you do, right? And you get up in the morning and you are trying to get yourself together for whatever is happening in your day, whether it's work or the kids or whatever, you know? And let's say that you're somebody that uses vitamins and every morning your vitamin regimen is in a specific place, in the cabinet, on the counter, something. And you start to notice every few days that you go to look for your vitamins and your vitamins are not in the same place that you've always put them in. They are either someplace else or in a different location altogether. And, you know, our human would say, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me that I can't remember where the heck I put my vitamins? Or what is wrong with me that I would put my vitamins in this place over here? Like, how did they get there? I would never put them there, right? And so that's the first thing that would happen, because of course, in that moment, our 3D ego is kicking in, wanting to make us wrong. Okay. And in essence, what that's really about is that if you think about frequency being a spectrum, and we've talked about this before, where each frequency is a different setting, if you will. And so let's say, you know, we have a third dimensional setting here and fifth dimensional setting is over here and 4D is in the center, right? So 4D is the awakened mind, it's the awakened state. And 3D is the person that's still asleep. Well, I don't think any of you are playing in 3D anymore, except for maybe when you go into anger or you go into judgment, right? Those would be times where we go into 3D because we're tapping into that place that is not being in divine neutrality. It is not being a witness. It is not being an observer. It is actually holding and embodying a judgment. Okay. So whenever you're doing that, just know that you're in 3D, but for the most of the time, you're not going to be in 3D. You're going to be in 4D. Now, why this is important is because as you're playing in these realms and you're playing from, let's say 4D going to 5D, going to 6D, going to 7D, what's important here is that if you're in 4D and you suddenly shift up into 5D, into a 5D state of being, then, you know, the next thing that is going to happen is you are no longer in the same place. I'm sorry, my landlord is here running his race car, and that's what you're hearing in the backyard. It's really quite funny. I have to laugh because he could pick any time to do this, and it's like it. Yeah, I'm having this challenge this week, and that's the patriarchal abuse of power, and we've already gone there, which is still playing out on the earth plane. So what happens is as we're staying in this 4D state of being, and you're bumping into 5D and you're hitting 7D, right, in moments, and it's the fleeting moments, and you're vacillating back and forth. What's happening is that when you take, let's say, your phone and you go and you put your phone down someplace and you were in, let's say, a state of consciousness that is more at the upper level of 5D or even 7D without your awareness, and you put your phone down, and then all of a sudden you turn around a few minutes later and you look for your phone and it's not in the usual place you put it. And you're like, where the heck did my phone go? Mm-hmm. Right? Well, dimensionally, you have shifted. Okay. And so where you were in that dimension when you put your phone down is not where you are now. Okay. So in that place higher than where you are now, you're not aware that you have a habit. Oh, I always put my phone over here, okay? You're not aware that you have a habit or you're running a program, because in the higher dimensional realms, we don't have programs and we don't have habits, okay? That's only associated with the lower realms. It's only associated with 3D, 4D, okay? So if you start to notice yourself forgetting where you put stuff, or finding yourself putting stuff in places where, you know, you would have never put it before, or it's not making sense to you, then, you know, this is where you're shifting into more of that multidimensional version of yourself. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? All right, because you're no longer in the dimension where you are, you're in a higher state of being, you're in a higher dimension. So then when you're walking around going like, where the heck is my phone? Where did I put my phone? And then you find your phone, you're like, why would I put my phone over there? I had a pair of scissors one time, and this was like 2 years ago. So I had a pair of scissors, and it was always in my pencil holder, but always put my scissors there. And this one particular day, after doing a lot of high level work, I sat down and I went to grab my scissors, and I looked, and they weren't in the pen holder. And I searched all over the house, and I was like, I know, I always put them back there. I don't understand where they are. Nobody was home but me. Nobody could have taken them but me. Nobody could have used them but me. And I let it go, went off and did something else. And I came back to it 2 hours later and there were my scissors in the pen holder. Okay. So in that moment, I had a choice. This is really important. In that moment, I had a choice. In the moment that I couldn't find the scissors in the pen holder, I could have said, what the hell is wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? Am I losing my mind? Am I, getting dementia? Am I like, is there some kind of problem? There must be some problem. I must have to go to the doctor, right? That it would be one way of looking at it, which would pull you right back down to where? Third dimension. Or you could take it from the highest perspective and say, wow, I must be in a higher dimensional state that my scissors have disappeared, right? Even if you're uncertain, even if you're not sure, even if it doesn't really make sense at first, but playing in that dimensionality and saying, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm more multidimensional now. Maybe I'm expressing myself as a more multidimensional being. And so I shifted consciousness and now my scissors are in a different place. So I'm going to just roll with this, okay? And then they will come back and show up when the time is appropriate for them to show up, okay? That's how you continue to shift upward, right? So we have to support ourselves in not judging ourselves, because judging ourselves brings us right back down into 3D. See, Diana, how I started talking about multidimensionality and your cat just jumped right up?
I have never, ever seen her act like this in my life.
Yeah.
This is, her name is Juliet. She's a scaredy cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As soon as she hears your voice talking, she comes straight to this computer.
Yeah. She wants to be in the energy. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have a real strong connection with cats in general. They're galactic.
So do I. But yeah. I've never seen her like with the computer. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. Animals are fun.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So this is where we get to play. And, you know, Julia is showing you validating the galactic aspect, that multidimensional aspect, right? So yeah. When we start to appreciate that about ourselves and not make it weird or creepy or anything like that, then we get more of that. And then we start to notice more of that, right? So everything in our reality is a barometer for our ascended state of being. Okay, does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so if absolutely. You have moments where you are feeling, like you're losing it or something, shift that. I want you to shift it, because the minute you shift it, you're going to notice another aspect of yourself stepping forward. Okay, so really, really important, because the energy is super, super high right now. Okay, so if you are having those moments, just honor them. All right, I'm seeing a lot more people having these moments where their multidimensional self is kicking on. And especially you'll notice it now more, for those of you who have not been aware, you'll notice it more now when you're entering sleep state. Okay, so be very, very conscious. I mean, do those tools that I explained to you guys on the last call, because it's really important, because those tools help set you up for entering dream state. And it's really important. Really important, because that's where we're doing all of our work, right? So you're going to find yourself talking to your councils. Some of you will be sitting at big tables. You'll think you're at a big table and there's a whole bunch of beings around the table and it will look like something important, but you're not sure what it is. That would be you sitting with the council. Okay, that's how it works. Just keep that in the back of your mind, because that's really... that's really an important part of this whole thing.
It's fine.
Okay. To have that awareness. All right. So we want to make sure that we're always tuning in, right? So that we can keep tuning up. Anybody have any questions on that? No? Because it happens with everything. Okay, so don't second guess yourselves, because multidimensionality is really starting to kick in now. Okay. And so for those of you that might not have felt some of the upgrades prior to, they're starting to really kick up now. They're starting to really anchor in. And so this is the energy. So let me explain this. So when we go through these upgrades, what we're doing is we're upgrading our light body, right? So our light body vehicle is our energy body that we are continually creating and amplifying, right? And that light body is our original organic energy body. And that energy body is from, like, you know, source consciousness, right? So it has the Merkaba and other tools and essentials that we need in order for us to continue to keep ascending. Because what happens is as we, the more we do this work, we start to de-age and we start to reverse time, because now we're building our DNA, right? So those 10 etheric strands that are not within the body that we talked about the last time are actually activating, coming online, and the strands of DNA that are within the body, that are in the physical body, those that need repairing are going to start to repair themselves. So now, I have never been a religious person and I've never been a Bible person, but I know from you know, my own personal work that within the Bible, there was a time where people would live thousands of years, right? So that is real. And those people really did live thousands of years. And that's where we are headed back to. Okay, that's why this is called the golden age, where we're going now. And it's really important for us to keep that in mind. Okay, so what happens is when we're getting ready to go through an upgrade, and I've had this happen myself many times, where all of a sudden I start to feel a little off and I'll look at myself in the mirror and it looks as if I've aged 10 years. And it's like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? I look awful. And then in that moment, I will understand that I'm about to go through an activation or an upgrade of our DNA, right? And so that can feel like a number of things. But when that hits us and our body is needing to upgrade, we're needing to lay down. Now, these activations that are coming through, they are right now mostly targeting the digestive system, okay? Mostly the digestive system. The pineal gland is also big right now. It's being targeted right now. And so what's important about that is, as we're activating the pineal gland is that blood-brain barrier, the corpus callosum, I think it's called, that separates the two halves of the brain. What's happening is that's starting to dissolve, okay? And so that's where we're getting these major headaches and the whole third eye pressure, and we're feeling it sometimes like a band right around the head. I think one of the last classes I had given you the figure eight to do, right? And imagine, did I give you guys that? The golden figure eight, yeah. So that's a great exercise to do, especially when you're starting to feel like you're going offline, right? And so if you haven't experienced that, you might be experiencing that, you know, within the next couple of weeks as we move higher, as these energies start to shift higher. Because now we're coming into August with what would be the 8-8 Lionsgate portal. The only thing with this is we're not really focusing on the numbers anymore. Whereas, like, years back, I would always post about the 8-8 Lionsgate, what it was bringing through and everything. And now we're not really focusing on that anymore, because it's not really about that. Okay. And the ascension process right now is about us focusing on us. It's about us staying present for ourselves so that we can do a really good job of being aware of all things that are showing up in our reality. Okay. And that is really important. So one of those things is the body and understanding what is taking place within the body. Okay. And so tuning in when you're not feeling good, tune in, see what it is. photonic light, very, very, very strong right now. Lots of photonic light hitting the planet. We are in solar minimum right now. We've gone back into it. If you noticed last year, we were in solar maximum and we had hardly any solar flares. There was no, G1 storms or anything like that. Now we're seeing more of that again. Last year, not as many headaches, not as many migraines. And this year, we're going to see a lot more because now we're really ramping up expansion and expansion of consciousness, right? So that's really important to have that understanding. And the solar activity is what creates the expansion, the headaches, the migraines, all of that stuff. Okay, so that's really important to have an awareness of, right? Does anybody have any questions? No. So all of the energy, so with the photonic light, the photonic light is living consciousness light. It works in the body. We've talked about that before. But some of you, as you start to really come into the fullness of ascension, may notice that you're feeling one day feeling fine and your stomach feels normal. And then the next day, it feels like your stomach is full of gas. And you have like what's called a pregnancy belly, right? And your belly feels like it's really puffed out and it feels very uncomfortable. And there's nothing you could do for it because this is the way that the body is now filling up with this light, this living consciousness light, and it's expanding the belly area. And if you think about pregnancy and the belly area and this expansion and feeling like you're pregnant, right? It's going to happen to men too. It's not just happening to women, but it happens to men too. And you're going into the state of expansion in the belly. What is represented in the belly? The womb, right? And so when we go into this state of being with the photonic light and this expansion of our belly in like a way that mimics pregnancy, it's because we're in the process of birthing a new reality within our reality, right? So this is supporting you on your personal physical journey, you as well as the collective journey. Okay, so if you start to notice that you're having these issues with your stomach, just understand that part of this is that you are birthing a new reality within your world, within your immediate world. Okay, that's really important because when that starts to happen, it can be very uncomfortable. Now, one of the counters for that is to do some Lamaze breathing, right? And get that breath work going. Okay. Get your breath work going, really pay attention and not stagnate. So don't sit and fester in what is taking place. Cause the more we feel bad about what's happening, the worse it becomes because then, you know, we're kind of like, stopping the process, if you will. Okay, if that makes sense. So these are some of the upgrades that you guys might be feeling. And definitely the third eye headaches, pressure as the third eye is decalcifying, pineal gland is decalcifying, head, neck, and shoulders is a big thing. Spine, as our spine is lighting up for the purpose of this process. The solar discs at the back of the spine are connecting to our solar system and they are lighting up. What else? So these are all really important. If you're finding that you're feeling a little off balance, again, that's your feel that needs to adjust, just lay down in bed, which is your light pod, for a few minutes. And the importance of that is that that's where your energy is maintained in the bed. And I will tell you from my own experience that if you lay down and you think you're going to stay in bed for like, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, because you just don't feel good or you're feeling that tired, I guarantee you that you'll only be in bed for about 5 minutes and then you'll jump out of bed feeling like, you know, you've had 4 hours of sleep. Okay, that's how it works. But that's what we're needing to do now. So everybody has to really start paying attention to that, okay? Because you're going to be noticing this in your in your physical bodies. And it's really, it's very important to focus on, you know, being present and not tuning into the energies that are playing out. So let me explain this to you, because there's a lot of stuff that we're going to see in the news, that we're going to see on social media, that we are seeing already, I should say, in the news on social media, that is not real news, that is not really real, but it is something that is created to create fear, okay? So when you're tuning into something, and this is a really good exercise for all of you to do with tuning in and, you know, understanding whether or not this is valid, right? Because I do that all the time. Is this valid? Is this true? And I run it through my body. Then you'll be able to understand whether something that you're tuning into or something that you're watching is real or it's not valid and it is not true. It is not truth. And you have to remember that we all came here to experience this at this time. So we always want to choose the higher timelines, right? We could see it. We can witness it. We can be an observer, but we don't want to get caught in it. We don't want to get caught in the emotions. All right. So if you're finding yourself attracting a certain type of thing in your newsfeed or somebody sending you or whatever, then there's got to be something from that that is something that you're needing to clear in that moment. Okay. And just understand that. I remember I was taking classes with a very ascended teacher like years ago. And one of the girls who lived in Ireland moved, and she didn't realize that she moved like literally down the road from a slaughterhouse, and they were killing all kinds of animals in the slaughterhouse, right? And this is in Ireland. And she was so upset, like so upset. And she said, I don't understand it. Why didn't I see that the slaughterhouse was there? I would have never moved there. And so what came up, what was explained to us was that the reason that that happened with her, that she moved there, is because she still held the third dimensional ego perspective of what was playing out. And so it was an opportunity for her to see at a higher level that every single soul participates in the reality that's being created in the experience that we're having. Okay. So I want you guys to stay very, very aware of that. So when something triggers you and you're finding yourself in the emotion of it, instead of letting the emotion go from 0 to 100, let it go maybe from 0 to 50 and then start to do the self-talk that will bring it back into and reel it into the reality of what it truly is, as opposed to letting it get away from you, right? Because if you think about it from the perspective of the incarnation of the soul, then every single thing that we're experiencing is playing out and being experienced in the way that it is, because we're needing to have that experience for some reason. We soul contracted all of this, just like this class here, okay? So no matter what it is. So it's an opportunity for us to let go of judgment, right? That was one of the things that she had to work through, because she was judging the people who were slaughtering the animals. She was judging the animals for being slaughtered, and it was just causing her a lot of chaos and a lot of grief internally. And so on that call, you know, the teacher, Lisa, that we were working with said, you know, you have to look at it from this perspective, is that it is presenting in your reality so that it can help you heal judgment, because this is still where you're healing, you're holding judgment, and part of this is the judgment of yourself, right? So somewhere in another lifetime, you were that abuser that was slaughtering animals, and you're seeing that aspect playing out in front of yourself and rejecting it now because you cannot connect to and to assimilate and integrate it into your reality now. And that rejection keeps going on until that fractal personality is integrated within the you that is you now. Okay. So somewhere in that lifetime, we were that abuser. And now we're seeing that play out. We want to reject it because in this lifetime, we're more of a spiritual person. We have to understand that is showing up until you are no longer feeling overly emotional and overly sensitive to it so that it can help you shift into a knowing and understanding that all things happen for a higher purpose. Okay? You guys understand that? Does that make sense to you? This is really very, very important, okay? Because I know that there's a lot of people upset about everything that's taking place. I know there's a lot of people that are upset with, you know, the statues being defaced and pulled down, the destruction and all of that stuff, right? But there's a part of this whole thing that has to happen because from one perspective, there are so many that are still sleeping, that are not in their awareness of a spiritual evolutionary process, right? They have no idea, no clue. Those are really rooted in third dimension. They judge everything. They live in fear, right? They don't want to leave their house to go anywhere or do anything. And that is a very fear-based third dimensional perspective. And then we have those that are seeing everything, they have some fear, they're seeing everything, and they're working their way through to the higher perspective, letting go of more of that distortion, right? Which is what all of these light frequencies help us do. And then there are those people that reach that 5D level and above where there's just no judgment because everything is what it is. It's all playing out perfectly timed because right now this is like the ship. This is where we are. We entered a new dawn of creation. And my guides keep bringing that phrase through. And I know I've written about this in the past, the dawn of new creation, but it is where we are. We're creating this new world, this new earth. And so it's really important for us to use every single thing that is playing out in our reality as an opportunity for us to continue to let go of judgment, let go of fear, right? And replace it with a sense of knowing. Okay, this is really important. All right, so that we're using everything that is coming our way so that we can start to work and move beyond it and let go of the judgment. So important. Okay, so, and another thing that I wanted to talk about real quick is I'm hearing a lot of people talking about New Earth and, you know, spaceships coming and taking us off planet, okay, and taking us to another planet. And I know there's a lot of people that are in fear around that. And I can tell you that my guides say that that is not what is supposed to happen. We are not meant to leave the earth because that's what we've been fighting for. We've been fighting for the recovery of our earth because it got hijacked centuries ago, okay? And now we're starting to bring it back, to take it back, okay, and make it ours again. So that if you're hearing that, don't pay attention to that. If you're hearing about an event, that is not a truth either. The event is not going to be one whoosh of solar flashing or anything like that on a collective level. It actually is happening within each of us every single day. And when you get to a point where you activate, you might notice it in a greater cosmic sense. And then you could say, oh my God, the event happened today. And you and whatever collective you are connected to, attached to, might also feel the same way, like there was some kind of an event. But it's not like that. We're each on our own timeline working individually for the same collective process. Okay? So I want you guys to just let go of fear, because there aliens are not coming down to take us anywhere, okay? And that's not how it's going to work out, all right? So I just want to say that, because there's a lot of crazy stuff that's going around out there and I can only shake my head and just be like, okay, whatever, do you, you know? So we have to really understand that, okay? And I told you guys that I saw three ships. Did I tell you about that experience? No? Okay. So last week when I was sitting out in the backyard, I think it might have been Wednesday, I'm not really sure. I was sitting out and I was sitting under the tree in the shade and I was meditating. I was meditating with the Andromedans, okay? And the Andromedans are really cool. I know I mentioned them the last time because they are sound and vibrational healers, and they're really super tall, very tall beings. And they have like a bluish kind of tint to them. And when you take a picture, I'm going to see if I could get some of my pictures and share those pictures with you. But when you take a picture and like, you know how in the picture, you have the picture and then you have your little flash bulb that's round and blue, right? A lot of people think it's a blue orb. It's not. It's the flash reflection of the camera lens. From that though, sometimes you get an elliptical around that little camera lens shot, right? That elliptical that we get then sometimes will be the elliptical of the portal, and then it comes down into a thin narrow, right? And it's usually turquoise. And that's because that captures the essence of the Andromedans, because they're energy. They're not a physical body like Pleiadians can be physical. Arcturians can be physical. Sirians can be physical. But when we get beings that are like Andromedans, which are 18th dimensional beings, and we get Alpha Centaurians, which are 14th dimensional beings, we're talking about a consciousness. We're not talking about a being, so to speak. Okay. It's a consciousness of energy. Okay. So this is what this is. So when they are present around you, they will give you this arc, and I will send it in the email when I send out this recording to you guys. And then it comes down into narrow, and you'll see it because it's turquoise. You can't miss it because they're turquoise looking, right? And when they come through and you're meditating with them, their eyes glow. Like they have these real blue, like crystal colored eyes, their eyes glow, right? So I was meditating with them outside this day. And the sky was really interesting because I was feeling like there were ships, you know, and I've been around ships when I was young, and I would tune into them all the time from the work that I was doing when I was a baby. And so this one particular day, I'm sitting in the backyard and there's this one cloud. It's not real big, very puffy cloud, about, you know, just sitting up there in the sky. And I kept focusing. I kept tuning in, you know, like, you know, when you tune in on something, you just can't let it go. And that was me. And I was looking up at this cloud, and then finally I looked away. And then as I looked away, I could have sworn something dark darted from the corner of my eye. And so I said, what the heck was that? So I look up again. And now as I'm looking up, I see these three dark specimens that look like birds, because they're really tiny. And I realize that at a moment, I'm looking up and I'm like, those birds are really, really high, like really high. They were teeny tiny, like really high up there. And then all of a sudden I got this message, not birds, ships. And I was like, ships? Wait, what, ships? I've never seen a ship in the daytime. I've only seen them at night, okay? So I've been asking to see them in the daytime, but you know, I didn't expect to see them this day. I didn't have my camera with me, my phone, whatever. So, which I'm going to explain in a minute. So I'm sitting there and I'm focused and I'm seeing, and they're one behind the other, you know, and you know how birds glide, they glide and then they turn and swoop and then they glide and they go off. And well, that's what they were doing. They were one behind the other. Okay. And so all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, are those really ships? The minute I said that, the first two in the threesome went right into the cloud. Now I was watching them do this, and I could see them going into the cloud and come out of the cloud and go into the cloud and come out of the cloud. And the minute I recognized they were ships and I said, oh my God, those are ships. The first two went right into the cloud and the last one circled back around and then followed into the cloud again. And when that last ship went into the cloud, I realized that no ship came out of the cloud. They just disappeared. And so in that moment, it was validated. They were not birds, they were ships. And in that moment that that last ship circled back and went into the cloud, that cloud started to dematerialize, okay? And in the center of the cloud, because I see energy, I could see the portal that they had come through, which was in the cloud. And then as that started to dissipate, the cloud literally fell apart. It was seconds. It happened within seconds, right? So that was a really cool experience to have happen because I had been asking for it. And what they were saying to me was that the intention that I needed to have was of the highest pure source, right? That meant no cameras, no nothing. I didn't want to see them for the purpose of taking a picture and needing to validate that I saw them with anybody. No, this was strictly for the purpose of wanting to tune in from a heart-centered state of being, right? Now, I'm going to just tell you that I see ships in the night sky all the time. I connect with our star families all the time. I lay in my bed at night, and the first thing I do is I do those steps that I gave you in the last class, and I just tune right into them. And then, you know, they're working with me, I'm working with them, whatever needs to occur, right? So because the energy is so high and the frequency is so high right now on the earth, we have the ability to do this. And it requires that we have the purest intention, that we come from a heart-centered space. And I will tell you that if you are fearful, but you really want to see them, all you have to do is let them know, I am afraid, I'm a newbie, I'm afraid, I really want to connect, but I am afraid. Can you please do this in the gentlest way and take into consideration that I'm a newbie and I might be scared out of my mind, so please come gently, softly, and easily, and they will, okay? So those of you that are wanting to experience this are going to be able to experience it, okay? Because this is our reality now. This is how we're connecting, how we're navigating, okay? Anybody have any questions on that? No? Okay, so these energies are super duper big, super big. We are probably going to be in this state of being where it's going to start to, you know, feel more challenging at times to be present within yourself, okay? So you're gonna have to really do a lot of work to bring yourself back into present moment state of being. And the reason I say that is because what's happening is as the third dimension is really starting to become super clear, right? So that's that bifurcation, that's that pulling away that I was talking about in the last class. As third dimension and fourth dimension start to separate further, that feeling that there is that separation, that feeling, that knowing, that visual, that third dimension is so violent, right? Because it's gonna seem that way. It's gonna seem like very disharmonious, if you will, okay? Is gonna be a reminder to you to constantly check yourself of where you are in your process. Okay, and we have to remember that. We have to be very, very present to remember that we need to check ourselves in our process, okay? So if we're feeling tense, See, check in with your body and see if it needs to do some working out, or it needs to do some yoga or some breath work or whatever it's going to be, right? And for, like for me, I can only tell you that I have had such digestive issues over this last week. It is not even funny. Not funny. Okay, last class, I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to make that class because my stomach was just awful. And it not in, you know, it was more in a way of like just cramping and discomfort and everything else. Okay. And just being very, very uncomfortable. And finally, what I did was after a couple of days, I was like, this is not going away. Obviously there is something that has changed and my body is letting me know that, you know, the routine that I had is not good anymore because something has changed. And so I had to go through a process of discovery with the foods I was eating and clean up my diet even more. Okay, because I eat a really clean diet. All right. I don't eat a lot of crappy stuff. But I had to do that and I had to clean it up even more. Okay. So this is where we have to take a look at our body and say, what is my body requiring? What is it not wanting now? How come I'm feeling this way? What is called for? You know, if you're somebody that likes to eat sugary foods at night, you might notice that in the morning, waking up is almost impossible now, whereas in the past, you might have been able to wake up and not have a problem from eating sugary foods, but now waking up in the morning is just like not possible if you've eaten something that was sugary just before going to bed. So these are all the things that we have to take into consideration, okay? And so it just means that we have to shift and we have to release some things that are just not in alignment with us anymore. And that's not to say that it's never going to come back, that those things will never come back. It just means that they right now are not serving our body because our body is activating a new stream of consciousness. And that new stream of consciousness cannot function if the body is congested in some way. Okay. So let me explain to you. So I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat in a couple of years now. And I eat mostly, like I'll eat fish still and I'll eat shrimp and stuff like that. But I don't really eat meat. And unless I have a craving for bacon or something, then I might have like a BLT just to satisfy that. But just very, very rarely do I have any kind of desire to have any meat. I really don't even eat eggs much anymore, to be honest with you. And it's not that I don't want to. I used to love my eggs. It's just that my body has changed and doesn't really tolerate that stuff as much anymore. Okay, it just doesn't. And I, at one point, had lived on a very stable diet of, you know, eggs in the morning or egg whites in the morning. And now I find that I can't do that because it doesn't, I don't digest it anymore, right? And so the other night I made catfish and a salad, and you know, the salad was just a salad with cucumbers and tomatoes and a little bit of olive oil and salt. So there's really not much in there. And then the catfish I baked, and I did it like I always do it with just a little bit of breadcrumbs on top with some olive oil. I don't soak it in anything. And so it's really pretty clean and I eat really clean. And boy, I did not feel good after that catfish. And so I tuned in and I was like, what the heck? And then my body was like, the breadcrumbs gotta go. So, you know, now for me, it's like a shift. There was a point where I was in crystalline light body, and crystalline light body wants nothing but sugar, right? I was on a sugar kick. I was never really a cookie eater, but you couldn't bring me enough cookies to eat, you know, that type of thing. So, and now I can't really do the carb thing, can't really do the eggs and stuff. So we have to understand that we're constantly shifting and we have to be in flow with what's taking place within our body. Okay. That's really, really, really important. Super important. Okay. So some of you might already be noticing that in the way that you're feeling. And also animals too. For those of you that have animals, you might notice that their food habits have changed or their sleep habits have changed, right? When the energy on the earth, when you feel it and it's particularly aggressive, tune into them. You'll see they feel it. They're feeling that little bit of aggression too. So all of this is really important. It's fine tuning us. We're tuning in, tuning up, tuning in, tuning up. Okay. Really important. Anybody have any questions on that?
I noticed I'm actually doing like trial and error right now. I don't know what's in my diet that's inflaming me so horribly, but I eat pretty clean too. But now I can't even eat like Ezekiel bread. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing that anything but fruits and vegetables, like any even if it's clean bread, yeah, I can't eat it.
Yeah.
My hands, my hips, my knees, everything are completely inflamed. Yeah. And I'm not overeating. Mm-hmm. I put on like quite a few pounds for absolutely no reason.
That was the next thing I was going to mention. So, and that's perfect. So
all in the belly.
Yep. So, and that's that pregnancy belly. Okay. Yep. We have to understand this. This is the birthing a new reality. Okay. That's what that's about. So what I want you guys to understand is when we blow up with light light codes, right? With light frequency, we do expand, we get bigger. And so a lot of times I'll get up in the morning and I'll know exactly where I am in my work based on how my body is feeling. Okay. And so sometimes I'll wake up and I'll feel like I gained 50 pounds overnight while I was sleeping. And then I'll go to bed that night. And the next morning I feel like I lost the 50 pounds. Right. And this is how light body works. This is how the activation of light body works. So this is why it's really important, because if you go back to the beginning of this talk, we're becoming multidimensional. So multidimensionality is not just a mental state of being, it is a physical state of being as well, right? So, and think about it from this perspective, because this is super huge, right? And who has the worst case of judgment of body dysmorphia? Women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's happening here is that if you think about the separation, right? We talked about separation in one of the other classes, and we said it was located in the thyroid, and the throat is all about persecution, right? So if you think about it from this perspective, we are all learning how to come back into ourselves and merge as one, to be one with the higher self, right? To be in that embodiment phase with the higher self. Now, that means that we all identify ourselves as source consciousness, okay, as creator consciousness, okay? And so what do you think when I send you an email and I say, you know, hi, divine creators, right? Because I'm trying to remind you of who you are. I'm trying to remind you that you are source energy. I'm trying to remind you that you are a co-creator with your reality, okay? So it's really important to understand that part of what's taking place with the body, okay, because I had to give up the gym. I couldn't do the gym anymore because my muscles just were not wanting to take it. They were not willing to go to the gym and allow me to work out and everything. I just physically, I couldn't do it. And so this is part of this whole process of healing the judgment that we hold about our bodies, right? And as long as we hold judgment, our body is going to continue to make us feel uncomfortable. So right. I notice, and I want you all to pay attention to this, on the days that I hold the most judgment toward myself, those are the days where my body feels the most uncomfortable. Okay, so I want you to notice that. That's really, really important, because all of this, everything that is taking place, is pushing out the old discordant frequency of 3D, where we held judgment, where there was duality and polarity, right? And it didn't really have a great impact on us like it does now. But in holding judgment of ourselves now, because the energy is moving so fast, it's instant manifestation, which is really materialization, of a body issue, of a feeling, right? So when the photonic light hits and you find yourself in expansion and you're like, oh my God, look at my stomach. I didn't even eat anything and it's exploding and it feels like it's out to here and I feel like I'm pregnant. Be like, oh, stomach, I love you so much. Thank you for showing me what the work is and that I've been doing the work and that my body is changing. And this is an opportunity now for you to go to the next step and love yourself that much more in that next step. Okay. So one important thing, if you could remember anything, is that every single thing that shows up in your reality is showing up to help you. Right. It's showing up to support you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you have a session with me on Friday, right?
I do. I can't wait.
So yeah, I can't wait too. So what I want you to do for me is I want you to write out a list of what you're eating. So tonight after the call, write out what you've eaten today. Tomorrow, write what you've eaten tomorrow. And then this way, we're going to look at that and we'll intuitively dissect it.
Yeah. I actually started journaling again when I felt like my body was changing. Mm-hmm. So I'm using like one of those MyFitnessPal apps,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Just to like track and see where I'm going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, who knows?
Let's change that.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because
I have another question too.
We're not going wrong. We're learning, right? We're relearning how to be one with our body.
Yeah.
That's really absolutely what this is about. We're relearning how to be one with our body because we were never taught that. We don't really understand what that means. We don't really understand what that's about. Okay. What was your other question?
What about menstrual cycles?
What is it? What?
Menstrual cycles.
Okay. What are you having problems with that?
Huge changes.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
And I'm not going through changes or anything. I think I'm a little too young for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything is being regulated, yeah, right? Everything in the body is being regulated. And you have to remember, when we look at all of these different cycles that we have hormonally and otherwise, part of it is not our natural state of being. Okay. And part of it was a creation to again serve against us owning our body. Okay. So if you think about it from that perspective, that, you know, for centuries, women have believed that, you know, menstruating was a curse, right? Because it's that time of the month again. And, you know, men don't have to deal with that. But yet there's a shelf loads of products that women have to deal with, right? So think about the psychological implication on that to further add to the repression of women. Okay. Right. So if you think about it from this perspective where, you know, along with our evolution as women, we evolved or created these different situations in order to challenge ourselves and really push ourselves into owning our bodies in a greater sense, if you will, okay? Because a lot of this has to do with that that repression, oppression of the divine feminine. Okay. And now we're healing all of that. Okay. So it would be very, very interesting to me over the course of like the next 10 years to watch the evolution of the divine feminine body and see if it, in any shape or form, our menstrual cycle changes and maybe completely goes away because it's no longer necessary part of our state of being.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So we have to look at everything and we have to honor all of that, right? Because we're in an evolutionary cycle now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't come with a guidebook. It didn't, right? So those of us have done this ahead of time, you know, first, so to speak,
yeah,
are trying to help others understand the process, right? So we need to just be in awareness and just understand that, you know, in each moment we're creating all of our reality. So the more you love your body and the more you take care of it and feed it what it needs and are gentle with it and truly love you, you're going to notice some amazing changes and shifts taking place for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what we're looking forward to going forward. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else have any questions? Come on, there must be something some of you are thinking of. Come on. No, nobody? Nothing? You guys are too quiet. So, so what I would like to do is I would like to do another meditation tonight, if you guys are up for that. And do some connecting in again, okay? And what I want to do is I think I want to work with the crystalline energy within the Earth's surface, all right? So let's all just sit back, relax. I'm going to take my glasses off. You can shut your screens off if you want to, and just let yourself be. All right, and now just close your eyes and just start breathing in and out gently through your nose, just allowing yourself to begin to relax. Feeling a wave of relaxation beginning to move over your body. Feeling your body beginning to shift in cooperation with the understanding that you are relaxing. And your body intuitively knows what it needs to do in order to assist and support you. So I want you to just imagine that this amazing energy of relaxation is starting to come down the top of your head, coming down through your face, now coming down through your neck and your shoulders. And each breath that you take in, you're finding yourself more and more relaxed as you're blowing that breath out. Feeling that relaxation moving down through your chest, moving down into your torso, into your chakra pillars, And now, as that feeling of relaxation moves down into your hips, you begin to become aware of your root chakra. And I want you to tune into that chakra and feel it spinning. That chakra being located right down in your pubic area, pointing down at Gaia. And just let yourself tune into that energy and see its ruby red color. And now allow yourself to begin to move down beyond that root chakra, down through your legs, into your feet. And now imagine that the chakras in your feet are extending, reaching down into Gaia, and going down deep, about 20 feet down into Gaia, just making your way down, noticing the beautiful earth as you are moving down through Gaia, noticing what it feels like connecting with Gaia. And then finally, as you are coming to your destination within Gaia, notice that you have come down to a beautiful crystalline grid system. And this grid looks like any other grid, except that it is glistening with a beautiful crystalline white energy. And just see this beautiful crystalline grid glowing. And now I want you to imagine that you strategically place your feet on this grid so that you are standing on the lines of crystalline energy with your feet. And as you place your feet on the lines of this crystalline energy, I want you to imagine that that energy suddenly begins to surge under your feet. And you feel it pulsing into the chakras under your feet. And as you feel it pulsing, you begin to take that beautiful crystalline energy right up through your feet, moving it up through your ankles, seeing this beautiful white crystalline energy moving up through your knees, circling the chakras of your knees. And now going beyond the knees, up into your thighs. And as it moves up into your thighs, all of a sudden, this beautiful white crystalline energy starts to work your root chakra. And as it begins to work your root chakra, you notice that the color red from your root chakra is now disappearing and slowly being replaced with the beautiful white crystalline color of the crystalline light under your feet. And just let that beautiful white crystalline light continue to work through your root chakra, continuing to see the red disappearing as it turns your root chakra crystalline white, taking in that crystalline energy that is being offered to you through Gaia as it is now cleansing your root chakra. And as it completes cleansing your root chakra, I want you to see that crystalline energy now making its way up into your sacral chakra. And as it comes into the sacral area, I want you to see it starting to move the beautiful orange light of the sacral chakra out as it replaces it and starts to turn the sacral chakra crystalline white. And just see that crystalline white light beginning to take over the sacral chakra, cleansing it, purging it. And now I want you to see that beautiful crystalline white light ready to make its way up to your next chakra, which is your solar plexus right under your breastbone. And see that crystalline white light taking over that yellow golden light of the solar plexus as it starts to cleanse and bathe the solar plexus in its beautiful white crystalline light. And just let it cleanse and purify the solar plexus. And now I want you to imagine that it is completed cleansing the solar plexus, and that beautiful crystalline white light moves up into your heart center. And it begins to cleanse the heart chakra, which is green in nature, and starts to turn it crystalline white in its light. And just breathe into that area, allowing support and amplifying the energetic exchange of that beautiful crystalline white light. Feel that beautiful crystalline white light move up slightly through the shoulders, down your arms, all the way down into your fingers, filling up your hands. And now feel that crystalline white light moving up into your throat chakra. Seeing it turn your throat chakra, which is a beautiful light blue, into crystalline white light as it cleanses that area, healing the separation, fortifying the throat chakra. And now allow it to move up into the mask of the face, moving that beautiful white crystalline light up all the way into the third eye. And that third eye energy is indigo in nature. And just allow yourself to see that third eye shift and cleansed with this beautiful crystalline white light. Seeing that crystalline white light cleansing that third eye chakra. You might even feel it pulsing. And now allow that crystalline white light to go right up into the crown of the head, into the crown chakra, and see it cleanse and purify the crown chakra, shifting that energy into the beautiful crystalline white light. And as it happens, I want you to notice that your crown chakra begins to expand. It begins to stretch up high. And as it stretches up high, I want you to notice that that beautiful crystalline white light shoots right up through your ascension column, clearing your ascension column, making the way pure for your connection, allowing you to connect at a higher level. See that beautiful column, that beautiful ascension column lighting up, expanding, seeing yourself in that column of beautiful crystalline white light now as you are ascending into the higher dimensions, moving now up into the eighth chakra, cleansing the eighth chakra with this beautiful crystalline light. And now moving into the ninth chakra and cleansing that chakra with this beautiful crystalline white light, transmuting any distortions. And now on the next breath, bring that crystalline white light up into the 10th chakra, cleansing the 10th chakra, replacing it with crystalline white light. And now bringing it up into the 11th chakra and cleansing and transmuting that chakra with this beautiful crystalline white light. And finally, on the next breath, allow yourself to bring that crystalline white light into the 12th chakra. See it cleansing and purifying the 12th chakra. And as you see the 12th chakra being cleansed and purified, I want you to look up and see that you now see a thin film above your head. And I want you to punch through that thin film with your hand or both hands and just let yourself float up beyond that film, letting yourself come into the darkness of the Godhead. And it is here that you will be met by a version of you that is either your higher self or your future self. And just allow yourself to receive whatever information is coming through for you in this moment. Just allow yourself to exchange information and receive. And now I want you to lock arms with this being, whether it's your higher self or your future self. And I want you to bring this being back down through your ascension column. So you're locking arms and jumping back down through the ascension column, making your way down through the ascension column as you come down through each dimension, coming down through 12. Lighting up as you come down through 11. Feeling the amplification as you come down through 10. Feeling a sense of excitement as you come down through 9. Feeling greater clarity as you come down through 8. And as you come down into 7, I want you to feel yourself come into your body with your higher self or future self and bring that essence of you down through your chakra pillar, right down into your heart center, and just let yourself feel your heart center overflow, feel it fill up. Allow yourself to feel all. And I want you to keep breathing in through your heart, out through your heart. Allow yourself to feel the amplification of your field. Feel the readiness of your higher self, your future self, your inner being that is ready to move forward, that is ready to unify, that is ready to embody the next phase of all that you are. And just keep breathing this in, breathing in. Pulling in that beautiful divine energy, that beautiful divine light. And now notice, as you are continuing to breathe in and amplify your field, I want you to notice how your body begins to turn into crystalline light. See yourself lighting up as the crystalline light is taking over your entire body. Feeling the magnitude of that, feeling the amplification of that and allowing yourself to just be present in this moment. And as you are tuning in to your experience, I want you to let yourself notice one thing that is different in this moment that was not there before. Just notice one thing that is different that was not there before. And there is no judging. Just let yourself have that information. Let go of judgment. There is no right or wrong. There is no better. Nothing is worse. Just let yourself have that information. Now I want you to take this in. I am the embodiment of my higher self. I am a divine co-creator with my universe. I am always in flow as long as I am tuned in to the present moment. My higher self knows exactly what I need in each moment. All I have to do is give up control, move out of the way, and allow myself to trust. And so it is. Now I want you to take in a nice breath and anchor that work in. And as you take another breath in and blow that breath out, I want you to become very aware of your body. Coming back into your awareness of your room that you are sitting in, the chair that you are seated in. And when you feel like you are ready to come back, I want you to come back and open your eyes and be present in the room again. Okay. Good job, you guys. We were high flying there. I like it when I'm doing a meditation and I don't want to come back. You know, you ever have those meditations where you don't want to come back? You don't want to, you know, open your eyes. You don't want to be back in the present because where we were was so awesome. So anybody have any questions? Anybody have anything they want to share on that meditation? Any questions on it? Diana?
When you said to like push through on top, when I looked up, I saw like a ton of flashing white lights.
Mm-hmm.
It happens a lot when I do my meditations.
Yeah.
I always see white.
Yeah, so the white flashing is the two halves of the brain. So that is the unification process of the two halves of the brain, okay? So that's a good thing. So you don't want to be afraid of that.
No, I'm not afraid. Definitely not.
Yeah.
And also my right foot always cramps up. Like I always feel the pulsating through every single chakra in my body. But my right foot, even right now, like I have a cramp in it.
So you're clearing something. Yeah, so you're clearing something. And again, the right is about stepping forward, right? Stepping forward into our power. So we just have to remember that. Yeah. Yep. So keep working on that. And that, you know, that you could do a little thing that says, you know, I do not fear standing in my power.
Right.
I do not fear stepping forward. Yeah, that's powerful. So that awareness.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else? Anyone have any questions on anything? No? Yasmin?
It's not a question. It's just I want to share that in the meditation. I don't know what happened, but I just heard your voice and I went somewhere. Yeah, so it's like parts I remember. Yes.
Can I just...
My head got so light. I don't know. It was just, I never felt that before.
Yeah. So, you know, you work with my meditations and everything all the time. You do a lot of meditating. So now what's happening is when that happens, it's like your body has been trained, right? The minute you hear my voice or the minute you relax into meditation, your body is already ready and it goes, oh, I know what this is. We're going. And it's like spontaneous. So you've trained yourself to go into that multidimensional state. That's what that is, right? That's like me when I lay down at night in my bed. I'll start doing my breathing exercise. I ask to be on the highest timeline, slow the momentum of my thoughts. And within seconds, I'm somewhere else. And I feel it, you know, and then I'm somewhere else. Sometimes I'm in the center of the stars, or sometimes I'm with my team and they're doing work on me or something, you know? So we're having all of these different experiences. And when we start to train ourselves to not fear letting go, we just go. We go. Yeah. So what you could do if you want to work with something for that, since you don't have a problem going, you could start doing a mantra that says, I will remember everything when I leave my body. I will remember everything from my meditation. I will remember or be in awareness. This way you're remembering, you're retaining the information. Okay. Because sometimes what happens, it's like dreams, right? When we come back, it takes us so much energy to come back into this physical body, because up there is so much lighter that by the time we get back to being fully present, we can't remember what we did up there. Because the amount of energy we expend to come back into physical is so great. That's why when you wake up in the morning and you're like, I can't remember my dream. It's because you were doing such deep work on the other side that the amount of energy it takes to come all the way back down into the physical body and then wake up is overwhelming to the body. So that whole waking up process takes a huge amount of energy, and that huge amount of energy is expended. So that space between coming back into the body and then waking up is where we lose the memory of what happened, because it takes so much energy to go through that process. Does that make sense? Okay, that's how it works. Yeah. Anybody else have any questions? This would be the time. No? Donna?
I don't have a question. I just miss your writing on Facebook, and I noticed that you're not doing it as much. I signed up for Instagram just so I could follow you. My kids laugh at me, but I miss your Facebook writing a lot.
Thank you.
And are you doing anything like that? I miss your explanations. I miss having a day when I say, oh, Maria would get this. And then I'd read your post and you got it.
Yeah. So, you know, like everything else, I'm constantly shifting and the work is constantly shifting. And so So what I find myself doing is writing shorter information, more. Because when I tune in to make those long posts that I write, that I used to write on Facebook, I don't think people understood that that took me hours to do, because I would be writing like a fiend. Half the time it's on my phone because I would get activated. The phone is the first thing in my hand. And then I'm writing. And then I have to go back. I have to put it down. I have to read it. Then I have to look at it. I have to fix it. I have to send it to myself in an email. Then from the email, then I have to post it in Facebook and Instagram on my blog. And that could take me like 3 hours. To do, you know?
I realize it must be a lot of work. I just wanted to say I miss it.
I appreciate that. But what was happening was, you know, as I was writing that, I would then get so many people saying to me, saying something, and then I'd be like, well,
defending it and then going back and forth.
I just wrote it. I just wrote that. Like, I just, and they're like, oh, really? I didn't see. And I'm like, oh, okay, but it's there, you know? And the amount of people that were coming to me, corresponding, trying to correspond with me, it was just too overwhelming for me, because I was
It became like a job, probably, a second job.
I left Facebook and I felt like I quit a job. Mm-hmm. I truly did. Because my messenger constantly filled up on regular Facebook, my business messenger constantly filled up, you know, and my, you know, the truth of the matter is that that work I'm doing to support the collective is all free, right? So when that becomes not enough, that I'm doing that to support the collective, then something has to shift, because obviously the collective was not valuing the gift
that you were sharing. No, I know they were shutting a lot of things down. Yeah. I remember.
So my guides one night, I mean, I didn't want to leave Facebook, but my guides one night, I got into bed and they were like, deactivate your account. What are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, deactivate your account. And I'm like, but then I'm like, and they're like, no, because this is not only just a lesson for you. It's a lesson for them as well. It's a lesson for everybody here. It's a lesson for everybody. So part of this transition, part of this lesson, right, is our own self-worth, my self-worth, because you have to remember, I didn't just start writing a week ago, a month ago, mm-hmm. a year ago. I have been writing since 2012, 2013. Okay, it's 2020. I've been writing 7 years. And so
I just think people were looking more for your writing now, especially in these last few months, you know, for your guidance, your wisdom, your explanations.
They can join my, you know, but here's the thing, right? So I get the people that say, well, I still want the writing. And I'm like, well, go sign up on my emails and I'll send it out as a blog. And I'm so excited to do that. And so that's what I was doing. And I was writing more again and sending it out through the emails, through the blog. And, you know, I pay for all of these services. Mm-hmm. I pay to be able to do all of these things. Okay. And so, you know, I'm paying for MailChimp. And so all of these people that say that they want to get my information and everything, but then I'm sending out the emails and those same people are not reading the emails and I'm paying for that service. So
could you charge for, I mean, I don't know if you would do could you charge a small fee?
That's why this class was born. Do you understand? That's why this class was born. So the point in all of this is, and this is where my team was, right? Because then I was like, all right, well, from one perspective, then I'm not serving and who cares who's reading it or not? And they're like, yes, but the work has changed. You are in a different place and everything is changing. Okay, so where I was writing like a mad woman, getting everybody to this point where we are now, I was writing for 7 years, getting everybody to this point here, okay? And I did that. And I supported the collective with sometimes with just crazy, crazy stuff, all this posts and everything. But what I find is that it's not serving me. It's not serving me, because what was happening was the attention that it was taking away, because I would get, I can't even tell you the amount of information that was coming in through my messenger and my other messenger from my business. It was overwhelming the people that were looking for more on top of what I was already giving or what I was already writing, right? This is where we have to step into our worth and mm-hmm. see where our worth is, okay? And it got to a point where it was not serving me anymore, and it was taxing me, and I could not stay tuned in to the point where I am tuned in now. So while those people are missing me, those people also have had an opportunity to take this class at a very reasonable rate, right?
Yes, of course.
And have an option to take just one of the classes and not all of the classes. But this, from another perspective, is where people have to step up for themselves. Mm. Hey, I'm missing that. I want more. Let me go find that. We have a society that wants to be spoon-fed.
Yeah. I used to love to share your posts. You know, I used to copy them, and I used to just send them to people who I thought could use a boost or maybe an explanation.
They can still catch me on MailChimp and sign up for my emails. The problem is that, you know, I pay for the service to do that. And so if people aren't reading the posts there either, I don't want to spend the money for a service that's not... Right. productive anymore.
I get it. I was just spoiled.
You know? So, and that's why I do these classes, because believe me, this is, you know, the amount of money that I charge for this class is very affordable for people. Okay. And so it's about people investing in themselves. Like, you guys are investing in yourselves. You're investing in that next level for yourself, because you want to know. They could be doing the same thing. You know, they could be doing the same thing. I write, I still write. I write exactly what is needed in the moment. Mm-hmm. It is exactly what is needed. It might not be a book like it used to be, because there's no point in me doing that anymore. We're already here. We're here. Do you see what I'm saying?
We've landed.
We have landed. Now it's a matter of understanding how to be in the energy, how to work in the energy. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, yes.
It's not about what's coming anymore. It's here. We're here. Okay? So all of that I did before, all that service work, served the purpose of getting us to here. So those that were paying attention are here, right? Those that were not paying attention are still looking for that work. It's over. That's done. We're here right now. And if you're not tuned in, tapped in, turned on to what is happening in your reality, then you're still playing in third dimension, because there is no spoon feeding anymore. We are all sovereign. We are all critical thinkers. We are all here to resolve what is happening within us. We cannot expect somebody to give us that anymore, right? That's the old mentality. That's the 3D mentality, the 3D thinking. And I didn't pull myself out of that. My guides pulled me out of that. There's times I don't feel like writing. There's times I don't feel like doing anything. There's times that I just need to be in the energy, because believe it or not, I am and have been for eons anchoring all of this light that's coming through my physical body. I have had cancer twice as my root chakra, my kundalini activated. That was cancer. The third time I had a Bartholin cyst, which was a major kundalini activation and clearing and purging of the root chakra of the earth. I use my physical body for that. Okay, I've gone into the place of suffering using my physical body to do that. I'm done with that now. that's the way it works, you know? So I appreciate that, Donna. I really do, because it means a lot to me that you, you know, appreciate the work and everything. But now this is a different type of work. It requires us to step up. It requires us to understand where we are, you know? We have to be in service to ourselves first and then humanity. Yes. My service work was 7 years worth of holding down the fort. Mm-hmm. Through writings, like, you know, every shift, everything. And then there was all the moon shifting and the solar shifting and the Mercury retrograde. I'm not affected by Mercury retrograde anymore. When you get to a certain level, it doesn't affect you. You don't play into that. Even the planetary actions, it just doesn't affect me, right? Where other people are struggling and in torment, I'm in bliss every day. If I find myself slipping out of bliss for a second, the first thing I want to do is come into my room and sit down and color or paint or draw something, because that brings me back up into the higher dimensions, which is what you guys should be doing. When you're feeling like you're slipping, go into creative mode, right?
I had to do that yesterday.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. We're headed. It's
been like you said, like blissfully for weeks.
Yeah.
For a while. And yesterday, I don't know what happened, but my husband came home from work and there were literally still dishes in the sink. And I didn't even care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever say anything. And I was literally sitting outside almost all day yesterday, mm-hmm. under an umbrella, reading. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to tune into what is out of balance for you, right? So now my guides have come through with a new project for me. I'm writing a book. I've been told for years and years and years I'll be writing a book. You know, I can't be focused on a lot of other things to be doing the book. This is where we have to tune in. You had to tune in and say, I need to be in the sun, right? I have my days where I'm like, I need to be in the sun. Today, it was sunny here in the morning. I couldn't. I had clients all morning. And, you know, and that just didn't allow me to be in the sun. Tomorrow, I have another full day. But the first sunny day that's after that, I will be back out in the sun again, recharging my energy body, right? Because we know we have to connect in that way. So important for us. And this is about really paying attention and tuning in. Where are you in your process? Everything has changed. When we bifurcated 3D, 4D on January 13th of this year, everything changed. Everything, right? So everything that I was doing for the last 7 years ended. It changed. It shifted. It's no longer more. I would love to be able to sit down and write like I used to write for the purpose of information, but it doesn't come through like that. That was all channeled writing. It just doesn't come through like that, you know? So I pick and choose what's on my agenda today. My guides say, write what? Focus on your book. Okay, I focus on that. And then on days where that writing just isn't coming, because there are some days it's just not, I focus on, you know, doing some artwork or something like that, right? We have to be in that dynamic of being in flow, right? There is no routine. If you are in a routine every single day, then you are still in a third dimensional reality, right? When we get into the higher dimensions, we let go of time. And now we're going to start to notice that time is not going to make sense. As we go to the end of this year, we're going to see the time dynamic starting to change, right? That's the stuff we'll be talking about as that starts to shift and morph into something different.
That's good. I think I miss you telling us what we can look forward to or what is happening now, how to interpret it.
But I still do that. So let me explain to you, that work has not changed, because all of that work that I've written the last 7 years is the how-tos, right? The how-to, how to do this, how to be an observer, how to be a conscious observer, how to be a conscious observer, how to be a conscious observer. That's all I talked about, right?
I have to catch up on your writing then.
But if people were not paying attention to the writing, then they wouldn't understand that now is the time to be a conscious observer. I've trained you for 7 years how to be a conscious observer. Now is when we put that into action. You've been in training for 7 years how to be a conscious observer, and the time is now. So the work has changed, and I can't go back and write about being a conscious observer because it's not in my field.
Right.
Does that make sense? It's mm-hmm. not my field. Yep. So what is in my field is when I write these shorter posts and I show you how prevalent rainbow light is, and I post a rainbow and I'm like, we are in 4D, right? That's an activation for every single one of you. You look at that post and you're like, oh, look, Maria got a pretty picture of a rainbow and she says that's 4D. No, that's not what that is. That's an activation for every one of you. For every single person that looks at that picture, that's an activation in your field. The minute you read it, take it in, your light codes activate. And that's what you should be thinking when you read it. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're shorter now, but they're pointing out where we are, what is taking place. Always. Okay? So this is a different level of tuning in. Different level of tuning in. Okay? So the work has changed. I can't go backwards. I can't. It just doesn't work. I've tried to sit down and write. Today I wanted to write something and it just was not coming. It just wasn't. It's not there. It's not there like it used to be because the work is so different and I am anchoring different codes. It's all new light codes. Last July, we started anchoring the freedom codes. You can go back to my post of July 7th last year and read about the freedom codes that I wrote about and then read from there up until now and you'll see how everything fits into this now moment, right? This July that just passed, July 4th, we ended those freedom codes. We're in that freedom. Everybody has been activated for the freedom codes. It's how you are working with them, how you are receiving them. If you don't perceive yourself as free and as elevated and as feeling these this flow of energy, then there's still more work to do. Then you have to go back and revisit some of the old processes, right? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Because we're not there anymore. There is no more there. It's done. It is pulling apart. There is no there. We're only in the higher timelines. I can only write about the higher energies. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense to you guys. And I hope you understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Because this is where we are. You know, and I get it, Donna. I understand it, and I'm grateful that you appreciated that work. But that is done. I can't help that because it just doesn't come out that way anymore. If I write now, it's just short. I actually had somebody tell me off on one of my posts on Instagram because I wasn't writing a book anymore. So the next post I wrote a little more, it wasn't me writing a little more. And she said, oh, I see you wrote a little bit more because I said something to you. No, it has no bearing on me. I don't hold judgment of you or anybody else or what you say about me or anything else. Not like that. I'm channeling a message from my team. That's how this works. So you'll see the more you sit in this energy and you move with this energy, this is how it works. There are going to be things that you guys are not going to be able to do anymore. There's going to be things that you are not going to feel attached to, that you're not going to feel aligned to, right? We have to think when things start to shift, that old third dimensional paradigm goes away. Those things that were in that third dimensional paradigm goes away. Those of you that are doing healing work, that are doing teaching or anything like that, you're going to notice that things are starting to change. How you're bringing through work is starting to change. How you're connecting with people is starting to change. It has to. It has to. And we are no longer taking people by the hand and bringing them forward, right? Everybody is responsible for their own journey. That's just the way it is. It has to be that way. And especially now, especially you guys, because you're pioneering that next stage, that next level, right? We don't play into the lack consciousness anymore. Lack consciousness is wanting to be spoon-fed. We don't do that anymore, right? We show people, hey, this is how we do it. This is where we are now. This is the stream of consciousness we're in now. This is what we're working in. This is where you need to be. Does that make sense to everybody? I hope everybody understands this. This is so important, right? Third dimensional, lack consciousness, abundance issues, all of that. Okay, now we don't do that anymore. We're not playing in that stream of consciousness. We're not setting a routine anymore. We're not doing rituals anymore. All of that is third dimensional time and space, right? So as I mentioned before, if you go and you get your cup of coffee and you sit in one place and every day you do the same thing, then you're setting up a routine or a ritual. Don't do that. Change it up every day. Do something different every day, so that you're not creating that paradigm. We don't want to do that. We have to stay in the higher realms. That means shifting constantly. Very, very important. Very important. Okay? Because you'll notice that when we are not moving with the energies, there's going to be resistance, and the resistance is going to come through as pain.
That's very interesting, because what? I used to be kind of like a routine person. And if I fell out of routine, I kind of felt like I was like failing myself. But in the last couple of months, ever since I've been meditating like twice a day and just going with the flow of everything, every single morning, like you just said, is like completely different. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and I don't wake up to an alarm clock anymore.
Good. Yeah, I haven't for years. I haven't for years. I'm on a natural body rhythm cycle, you know? And so we have to change with this energy. If we don't change and we keep doing the same thing, we cannot serve others and serve the self. We can't do that. We just can't. I had to change. This forced me to change. Yeah. So we have to change, right? So now, born out of this, because there is a need for something more, right? Now, born out of this, I've decided that, you know, I enjoy doing these classes. I enjoy connecting with you guys once a week. But I'm like, how could I do this and really offer support? Because this next 6 months is going to be very intense, because we're coming into another eclipse season at the end of the year. Okay. And the one in December is going to be a very, very important pivotal eclipse. So what was born out of this whole thing, when I stepped away from doing the Facebook thing and managing that job, because that was a job, trying to manage all of that, right? And all of a sudden, I got the idea for this 6-week class. I put it out there. You guys showed up, right? Now, I have had a platform for 4 years that I could never get up and running because I never had the time and I didn't have the energy to do it. But it was also not the right timing. And we could see how that is, right? Timing. And hey, you have to hit that timeline. So now, this new project that I have is going to be Ascension Alchemy Mastery School. Okay, so it's going to be just like this. It's going to be one session every week. Two sessions will be on the energetic flow, helping you guys navigate the energies, what to expect, what's taking place, because we have a lot of stuff that's coming in the next 6 months. And because this is a 4-year process. We're going into 2024 with this reconstruction. That's what this is a reconstruction, right? The dawn of creation is what they call it. So this class is going to be one class a week, just like this was. And what it's going to do is it's going to give you two classes on the energetics and the flow. One class is going to be focused more towards healing, right? Like we've talked about, and we did some healing work in that one class that we had here. And then the next class is going to be on tuning in and fine tuning and doing meditations and talking about vibrational healing and sound and toning. Because believe it or not, how you can keep your vibration high is doing toning and working with your own vocal toning in order to shore up your vibration, okay, and to keep yourself balanced. So I want to focus on that and teach that and teach you guys how to do that and help activate you to be able to do that for yourselves and also for others. That's something that you could roll into your business model if you're in the healing arts, okay? So that monthly is going to be a subscription, okay? And how I see it is, for those that have not worked with me, it'll be rolled out for $33 a month. Okay, because it's four classes a month, and it's a lot of information. And then for you guys, it would be $27 a month, and it would be on a subscription basis. So for $27 a month, you're getting four of these types of sessions a month. Okay, everything would be at a dashboard at my website. You log in. The subscription membership site is to the side. You log into that, your link is already there, no more email from me. I don't have to have the extra work of remembering to send that out, because as I move higher, it becomes more challenging for me to have to remember these things, right? And so I'm trying to make my process easier. I'm trying to give you guys better options, trying to give us easier ways to access each other and connect with each other. And so it would give you that dashboard at my website, and then all of your recordings would be stored there. So every class recording, if you want to listen to a playback of an older class, would be there. This series would be stored there for all of you, because you paid for this. It would be in your student dashboard. Any classes going forward, stored in your student dashboard. So it's like everything is in one location and there. I'm ready to go with this. I just have to do three things for my web designer, and then I'll be rolling this whole thing out, and hopefully we'll be able to start, if not August 1st, we'll start August 15th. And like I said, it'll be a monthly subscription, and so you don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about it. We show up and we just connect with each other for the purpose of higher learning. And all of your meditations will be stored on the site, all of your prior classes and everything. So, and then what will happen with that is, because you're taking the, if you sign up for the subscription, there's also gonna be a discount code for private sessions. So that if you do decide you want to do a private session at some point, really dig into the work, then you'll be able to do that at a discounted rate, because you're already taking this class as a subscription, as a monthly subscription. Okay. So I'm trying to build in ways that are economic and affordable, that serve you, that serve me, and that we can keep doing this work and keep connecting with each other in the higher realms. Okay. So that will be coming out soon, and I'll send out the email when that's ready to be rolled out. And then, you know, you guys can make a decision whether or not you want to participate in that and keep going with this, since we are going to be under the influence of these energies for quite some time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So there is no going back. Be a conscious observer in everything that you do. Okay. And if you're in the same position that I was, and something is just not serving a purpose anymore, let it go, because it means something else is coming in. The minute I let go of Facebook, the book popped up. Okay. I couldn't get to the book. You know how frustrating it was for the last 7 years for people to tell me, oh, you're going to write a book. You're going to write a book. You're going to write a book. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just not feeling the book. Right. But now I actually started writing that book because I freed up the space. Right? So it's going to be a book on energy, the energy body, and how to heal. Okay? So there's a lot of work still to be done. And believe me, as we go through this transition, this next 6 months, those of you that are in the healing arts doing this work, you're going to find yourselves very busy because people are going to need help. Okay? So that's going to be really important. So this is it. So this is how we flow now. We flow in service to ourselves first, and then when we're in service to ourselves, we could do a better job serving everybody else.
Very cool.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Any questions before we go? No, nobody has anything? Loretta?
The question is, how do we start to help other people? Like, so sometimes I try to talk to people about stuff and they just look at me like I'm totally out of my mind. Like, I put it out there.
Yeah.
Try to just present it. And, you know, what my best friend from first grade, I mean, we're friends forever, and she's been having crazy migraines. I was trying to tell her different things, and she's like, yeah, it's just stress. So I was like, okay. So I just kind of leave it
so
there.
So what through her, you are observing how third dimension looks.
But she's totally she always would say, if only I had just some more money with work and this. She was always like the abundance thing, like you talked before.
She's in light consciousness. Yeah, that's third dimension. So with her, you're getting a bird's eye view of
I would see little by little, but now it's just so thrown in my face. Like,
yeah.
Even being around certain people, things are just thrown in my face now. Like, so obvious. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're being challenged. You know, part of this is you're being challenged too. And, you know, as we split and divide, there are going to be people like possibly her that are not going to want to leave the comfort of what they've always known in third dimension, and they're going to continue to suffer because those energies, our body cannot handle those energies, and that's just the way it is. You know, I'm challenged with my brother, believe it or not. You know, my brother is very third dimensional. Doesn't want to hear anything I have to say. Yeah, I'm very successful at what I do, you know, and thinks, you know, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. And is it sad and it hurtful and it hard? Yeah, it is. But it also, you know, makes me understand that just because he's my brother and family member doesn't mean that he's supposed to be on this journey with me. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, right? We come into the family dynamic, which is another paradigm, right? Because we believe that, oh no, family's got to come with us and everything, but that's not necessarily the truth. So we have to start to expand our consciousness and expand ourselves to understand that we have to serve the self first. And in serving the self, we could serve other people. So if your friend is not wanting that information, you're going to slowly find yourself having to pull away from them because it's not serving your highest, best good anymore.
Right.
You're going to find yourself focused too much when you're not supposed to be on them instead of you. And that's okay. And this is where letting go of the guilt. So you see why I want to do these ongoing classes, because this is what we would be talking about.
Right.
How to work through this and move beyond this, right? Because there's a couple of things happening here, and one of those things is the guilt, right? Another thing is feeling the failure. What more could I do? Nothing. This is set up so that you could challenge yourself into accepting who you are. They don't have to accept you. You have to accept you.
And that's one of my things. I always feel like I need to help everyone. I have to just take a step back.
That's a program you're running. So believe it or not, that's a light worker program, right? That light worker program ended in 2012, it ended, right? Where we're no longer light working anybody. We're holding the light so that if somebody wants to heal themselves, they just have to come into our light. Yeah. So don't beat yourself up over that, but instead see the separation there and just be like, wow. Okay. So here is where I see with great clarity how ascended I am and what third dimension looks like. And I have to give myself a pat and honor myself for all the hard work that I have done to get to the place where I am right now. Because it has not been an easy journey. You see that? Yeah, exactly. You see that. You came out of a very third dimensional world.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
I mean, the police force, mm-hmm. right? Can't get any more 3D distorted than that. But yeah, look.
Never fit in there, that's for sure. See, the magnitude. Like, I'm here.
Right. But see the magnitude of where you are now, of the growth that you have now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is going to measure for you to show you, you.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Like me, I had to step away from Facebook to see my value, to honor myself, right? And those that get me or get that or get the work or want the work, want, desire the work, right? There's want, need, desire. I don't want the people that want. I don't want the people that need. I want the people that desire because they're the ones that are going to do the work. They're the next level that's going to step out. That's you. You guys are the ones who desire to be more, to ascend more, to you know, do more. That's how that works. So, you know, this is where we get to see now because this bifurcation is so intensified right now, so intensified, you know? And so we have to look at that and we have to say, okay, this is where, you know, separation is.
Yeah, I'm able to do that better now.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, listen, I'm challenged just like you are, but it's how we grow. It's how I grow, you know? My brother didn't talk to me since when COVID first started. And then I called him for his birthday on January 22nd. He's mad because he got married again and put himself in a situation, right? So he's mad at me. I'm like, I didn't marry her.
Like your brother.
Yeah, you did. I didn't marry her. I would have told you not to, which is why you didn't tell me you were getting married, you see? But I don't really care. I don't judge you. Do your thing. I don't care. So he was being distanced. He distanced himself and whatnot. So he's like, so how's things by you? So, you know, I was telling him, and then I was telling him the state of chaos in New York and how we've had some protesters out here. I mean, this is going back a bit. And he's like, no, I didn't see anything. Are you sure? I'm like, excuse me? Which one of us lives in New York? I do. He's in North Carolina, in the mountains. Completely checked out, right? Very third dimensional. But yet he thinks he's ascended. He thinks he's spiritual. He thinks he's, you know, high level. And I'm like, I love him. He's my brother. But right now, I don't need him in my reality because he will just be an anchor for me. And I can't have that right now, right? I cannot have an anchor. We can't have anchors. We got to cut those tethers. I'm on social media less and less and less because it doesn't interest me. I need to be in the flow of the lay of the land so that I can write and make a post. But the energy is very static right now. There's not a whole lot to write about yet because we have not come out of this this contention, this very adversarial, toxic, you know, energy that we're in. So we haven't shifted. So everything that I've written already still applies to the now. What we need to do is learn how to navigate through it, which is why I do these classes.
And when did you say that other subscription is going to start? In August?
I'm hoping August 1st, if I could get everything done for August 1st. Otherwise, it'll be August 15th. Yeah. And it'll be like this. And if you miss a class, it'll be in your dashboard.
You know? I'm excited for that. Yeah. I can't wait.
And it'll, you know, each week the class time will be a little different to accommodate everybody's needs instead of just doing it every week at night. This way, you know, other people have, because I have clients in Singapore and Belgium that, you know, want to join. Yeah, so we'll see. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and you guys need to be loving to your bodies, because everybody's using their body to anchor these energies that are coming through. So, you know, take care of you first. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't stress anything else. Take care of you first. It's most important. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Class tonight. All right, so I'm going to try to get this file out for you as quickly as possible. I don't know why this is, I don't know why this, the group chat doesn't come up. That's kind of weird.
On it, no?
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing stuff to Zoom. And every time I come on, it's just a little different. And then they made an announcement that they weren't doing away with the waiting room and some other things. And I don't know. So the chat didn't pop up until now. So I apologize, but I'm just seeing your comments now. And yes, when we were in meditation, you should have heard the guy, like you guys guides, were yamming it up in my head. I was trying to stay focused on here because they're like talking. And my ears are opening more. My clairaudience is opening more. So there's a part of me that wanted to go, shh, quiet. Because I can hear you. So that's what's happening. So let's see how this works out with the next class. I'm going to reschedule the one with Bobby because she was moving and we had to cancel that one that was about being in flow.
Where is she moving to?
She moved to Florida, I think.
Oh, she's too much.
Yeah.
She's in Colorado now, right?
She was in Colorado, yeah. So I have to reschedule that one and we'll see. If something comes up, I might put a pop-up class in just to touch base again and get through these energies, because this is going to be July more than anything is going to be a heavy month, and then we have a really heavy shift next month in the beginning of August. So we'll be checking in and seeing. But when I write something, if I'm sharing it on Instagram or in my email or something, and it's just short and it doesn't seem like it's a whole lot, tune into the specific, because I'm not giving all of that back detail anymore because I did all that, right? So it's very specific. Notice it's an activation. If you see the rainbow light cloud, it's an activation for you, okay? You guys should be looking at that going like, okay, I took that activation in, I got that. Same way when you listen to the meditation and you get the tingles or whatever else happens, that's an activation. Right? So you want to just take those activations in and work with them. Okay?
Okay.
That was a good one because that was really like the first time I could visualize it.
The more you do it, the more you work with it.
I don't know if I felt it as much as visualizing.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to have a different experience, right? In the beginning, you might visualize it more, and then you'll eventually start to feel it as your energy body starts to shift. Okay. And for other people, they'll feel it and they won't see it yet because the third eye hasn't activated. The pineal gland hasn't decalcified. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Yeah. Good stuff tonight, guys, and keep up the good work. Just, you know, be in the flow, stay present. All right.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye.